there, and welcome to another edition of Chamber Chat. I'm your host, Jamie Gilmore. We got a very special episode. You know, every time I say that, it's like I'm about to talk about an episode of Blossom back in the day. You know, remember the show? And they had like a very special, special episode. But we do. We're talking about a great event. Unfortunately, Cameron could not be here tonight. Cameron Bartlett. Unfortunately, Jaslyn Mourning could not be here. I called around and tried to get multiple people to come help out, but nobody wanted to. Nobody could. They're very busy. So I'm stuck with Lisa, but it's good to have Lisa here because I'm sorry, Lisa. Is that going too far? Do you ever get tired of me doing this to you? Do you ever just let go, why don't you just come on, introduce me, and let's just get the thing going? Do you ever get bothered by me doing this to you?
No.
No.
I just want you to appreciate my services is all.
I always appreciate you. I told you one of the previous episodes, we're like a great TV team together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're like, you know what? Okay, did you ever watch the, I'm dating how old that I am here, and I barely remember it, but remember the Osmonds?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
There you go. You know, because
I'm proud of that.
So you're very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you're associated with me, when we're a team, you're the straight man. You're like, you're the straight person on the comedy team. And it's not fair because you're actually pretty humorous.
I know, aren't I?
I know, you really are.
Yeah.
People don't know this. If you're listening for the first time, Lisa's actually very funny and very personable. But I think sometimes when you're with me, people just say, like, you come off as
the dry one.
I was going to say serious one.
But I'm not serious. I'm not a serious person.
I know this, but I try to tell people this, but they don't listen. But I digress. It's great to have you here. And you know our special guest very well. We also got my man Gavin, who is more important than I am. He has to be here because he's the one that's running
the show.
He runs the show, records, does all that. I'm looking at my thing. How much louder than I am and than everybody else, Gavin? Why does it happen like that? You don't know? Gavin's going to join us, though. He doesn't get
a lot. His voice was like his lifesaver just chomped on. Everybody's ear.
I had it finished before we started. It's very professional, Lisa. Gavin's going to join us a little bit later on. We're going to do a little Mount Rushmore of favorite movies that we liked growing up. So that should be interesting. Should be a lot of fun. So we'll get to that as well. Debbie Kiker in the house, the executive producer of the podcast. She got us a banner, and we're going to be doing some. We're going to be doing some shows out in the public coming up. So stay tuned for that. You'll see the banner. You'll see the crew. We'll possibly let Lisa be a part of it. We don't know yet. We're going to have to see how she does in front of a live audience. But stay tuned. It's something to look forward to. But we have a special event coming up October 7th, this coming up Saturday. Second annual or third?
Second.
Second annual. And go ahead and tell everybody what it's called and what it's about. Are you ready?
I was really writing down my Mount Rushmore answer.
No, it's
so I'd be very prepared.
Are you really writing down your Mount Rushmore?
Yes, I am. Look.
Okay. It's called the Survivors and Thrivers Brunch. It's going to be happening at North Highlands First Baptist Church. It's going to start at 10 o'clock on October 7th. And 9:30, the doors open. It's $15 to get in. There's very few tickets available. And you need to get them by this. So if you're listening to the show this Tuesday, you need to get them in and get them taken care of because it will be a packed house. This is a great thing. We have overdrawn our arena last year. So we were in a spot, and while we need a bigger spot, which is going to be North Highlands Baptist Church. So it's great to be here, great to be a part of that. And our special guest, and before I get to you, Dawn, and by the way, thank you for being patient. I know that I'm a lot. Jaslyn Mourning in the house. And Jaslyn, we'll get you a mic in a second. We'll try to do this. We might let you go sit by. I'm going to go ahead and mic you up real quick. Hold that mic. Okay. Can you talk in right there? Okay. Go ahead and talk. Say hello.
Hello.
Okay. There you go, Jaslyn. We'll let you and Gavin share that mic. We do Mount Rushmore. Okay.
All right.
Cool. Thank you so much for coming out on a late evening. Our special guest is Dawn Williams. She's special because this event has a lot to do with her and a lot of people that we're doing this event for. So, Dawn, first and foremost, welcome to Chamber Chat.
Thank you so much.
Great. I know you're probably going, man, that guy won't stop talking or making fun of Lisa. But we are so glad you're joining us. And before we talk about any of this, let's talk about you a little bit. Hueytown resident? Did you grow up here?
I did. I graduated in the class of 1986.
1986. Mm-hmm. I think that's the year that Girls from Motley Crue came out.
Yes, it was.
I'm pretty sure.
And seen Smoking
them,
in the
I don't know.
I've seen them seven times, by the way. I just want to put that out there.
I was six. I don't.
You were 6 years old in 86?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I'm older than you?
Oh, my God. Yes, you are, Jamie.
I'm just kidding. I know that.
You don't ever say that to a woman.
I know. It's just what I do. Anyway, so you know what? I bet our movies are going to be very similar. We're going to have a couple crossovers on Mount Rushmore. So you graduated from Hueytown High School?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you graduated, did you leave or you just been here the whole time? Did you want to go to college? What did you want to do? Let's find out about Dawn.
I went to Bessemer to, at the time, now it's Lawson.
Okay.
College back then, and I studied to be a dental assistant, but I don't practice that.
No? Okay.
I decided, I've had several careers in my lifetime.
That's okay.
So I was working for a food brokerage company, and then I decided to put myself through nail school and do nails. I did nails in the city of Hueytown for about 15 years. And then when I was the age of 37, I had my first mammogram and found out I had breast cancer.
So, did you know before going into it? Did you know was there any signs or anything? Did you know?
No. My grandmother's sister had passed away at the age of 24, but that was back in the 40s.
24 of breast cancer.
Uh-huh. Okay. But, back in that day, no one spoke about it because it was all taboo. So, until I was diagnosed, then my uncles and my grandmother started doing a lot of research and come to find out that's, I guess, a gene in our family.
And it can be hereditary, or it is hereditary?
Could be, yes. Okay.
So you found out about that. You were 37 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, we're just asking questions here. Your family, are you married? Are you married?
I am married.
Okay.
I have no children.
Okay. When you found out, what went through your mind? And what went through your husband's mind?
Well, when you first hear the word cancer, you hear nothing else behind that. You hear blah, 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 cancer. And you think, oh, God, is this a death sentence? But it wasn't for me. I hate to tell anybody this, but cancer turned out to be a blessing for me. I did not realize how far away from the Lord I was. And I did not realize at the time how it was going to change my life and groom me. At the time I was going through, I took 2 years of treatment, which was surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, and a very depressing, dark time of my life. But I was growing around in the Lord because He was changing me and molding me. I was taking treatment one day, and I told my oncologist, I said, hey, I think God's grooming me because I'm going to work for your practice one day. And he said, well, why don't you walk out here and meet the business manager, and let's see what she says. I walked out there to meet the business manager, and she was a lady I've known all my life that I used to babysit her children. So I kind of felt like that was divine intervention. God was lining that up.
You say that you were, before that happened, you weren't in the right spot with your faith. Do you think that you could have gotten through this or even attempted to get through it without the faith?
Oh, no. I knew the Lord, but I was way far away from Him. I didn't realize how far away I was until I started studying about healing and things positive in my life and just trying to get back to the natural things.
Was your husband with you when you found out, or did you go home and tell him? And what was that conversation like?
No, my husband was with me, but before we went to the doctor that day, I was in the mirror putting my makeup on. And as I was putting my makeup on, I heard the still small voice inside me. He said, when you put your makeup on today, everything's going to change. And everything's going to change, but I want you to know I'm still with you. And regardless of what you hear today, because you're going to hear something that's going to shake you to the core, it's time for you to stand up and be faithful. And so when we were on our way to Princeton, just so happens that I'm a Princeton fan. I was treated at Princeton, taken care of by great doctors at Princeton. We're on the way up there and sitting in the waiting room waiting to go back. I told my husband, I said, they're going to tell me I have cancer. Well, naturally, he says, please do not say that. I said, I'm trying to warn you because God has given me a vision, so to speak. And I don't want you to be shocked. And he said, I wish you wouldn't say that. There's no way. And we walked back there, and that was exactly what they said to me.
So he was hoping you wouldn't, you were, as they say, speaking it into existence. He was hoping you wouldn't do that, even though that might be true. That's a lot of people feel that way. So how was he during this time?
He is a very hard man to understand sometimes.
What's his name now? We got to give him
Tony.
Tony. Okay. Williams. Tony. Oh, I hope you're going to listen to this, Tony. Great job, by the way.
Tony. He's a hard man. He doesn't show a lot of emotion unless it's fiery sometimes, but.
But he's very protective of you.
But he is very protective of me. You're right.
As a
he
husband should be.
Right. But yeah. I mean, you can just tell that.
He's got her back.
Yeah. He does.
At 100%.
Yeah.
So. When they told me that I had cancer, I said, hold on a minute. And the surgeon told me, he said, you need to go home, get your affairs in order, and we need to do surgery really quick. I said, hold on a minute. I said, I serve a big God, and I've got to leave right now because I couldn't control my emotions anymore. So I pretty much ran out of that room and touched the elevator in the professional building. And when I did, I sunk to my knees. And I remember him picking me up like I was a tiny baby and just toting me out through Princeton and putting me in the car. And I asked him, I said, Tony, did you hear what I heard? And he said, yes, Dawn, but we're going to get through this. I know that God is not going to take you from me. I know that you've got a high calling on your life. And God's going to place something in your life where you're going to help a bunch of people. So the journey began, and I started taking treatments and going to walks and getting involved in the American Cancer Society and Camp Bluebird, which is sponsored by St. Vincent's East and St. Vincent's Birmingham, and getting involved in all that. And long story short, God placed me in a job at Simon Williamson Clinic for 3 years. I moved across the street and went to work for Nephrology Associates for 3 years. And I went on the interview with Dr. Joanne Rossman with Alabama Oncology, and I thought I was going to be a front worker to check people in and make phone calls and set appointments. And they called me and said, hey, Dawn, she said, you're too qualified for that. She wants you to be the patient financial counselor and help people on their journey. Well, naturally, I thought, if you're the age that we are, Jamie,
yeah,
you would think, oh, my gosh, am I on candy camera? So I started looking around thinking, and the lady that offered me the job, coincidental thing, wasn't coincidence, God lined that up. She was in the 98 tornado with me in Hueytown. My house was destroyed in Concord. Everybody on the street was killed but my brother, my husband, and my friend. And my friend, Susan Franklin, who is my supervisor now, was in the tornado with me, and she was 6 months pregnant, and I had her pushed down beside in the bathroom, me and her and another lady who were in there just clinging to life, hoping that the tornado would pass us by, and it did.
Not to sidetrack, but that's a great story, because I was in the 2011 in Concord.
Okay.
And thankfully, it just kind of hit the side of the girl that I was dating.
Mm-hmm.
Me, her, and her one-year-old little girl were in the closet. And, of course, I had James Spann on. Listen to James Spann, because I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
Debbie, you know that.
You know.
I'm trying to get you to smile a little bit, because you're tearing up over there a little bit. But that's a part. When you get that close, when you're at the edge, and you start to think about, like, when you – okay, here's what happened. I stopped talking. I had nothing. There's nothing I could really say. I just was quiet. Because there's a brief moment where you have no control. And it's just time. If it's your – you know, you just kind of accept that. So I guess my question would be, when you were going through your treatment, and maybe it was rough at the beginning, was there ever a point in time where you were like, I just, you know, if it's time, it's time? Or did you have that, I'm going to beat this from the jump?
I knew from the beginning I was going to beat it. I'm pretty strong-willed, and I'm pretty strong of a person to not get something down. Now, it did get me down, and there was days that I was never sick, but sad. You know, having to go through that and be 2 years of your life stagnant, not knowing what's going to happen to your business, not knowing what's going to happen to your life. You want to live for your husband. Both my sisters were having children at this time, and my goal was to see these children grow up and go to college, get married, and I'm seeing that right now.
You want to be a great aunt. You want to be the best aunt in the world, and you are, right?
Yeah. I am.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of your sisters, when you told them, what was their, how do they feel? What did they say?
I'm
sure they were emotional,
oh,
but
yeah.
were they Were they scared? Were they nervous? Or were they like very supportive? And or did they have the outlook that you had? Hey, she's going to beat this.
Well, my sister Dana, who both my sisters, Dana and Paige, are both pushers, and they both knew that they were my backbone, along with my mother. And long story short, my sister Dana was going to Heritage Christian Center. Wonderful church. Very big supporter of that. And she said, Dawn, you need to go to a healing class on Thursday morning. So her and I went to the healing class, and Pastor Rick Sandretto, I'm sure you guys know him, he was there, and during that day, he said, is there anybody that needs to be prayed over? And I leaped across the pews to get prayed over. I had a drainage tube in my side. I had just had surgery. And he looked at me and he said, sister, I don't know you, but God has told me to place my hands on the left side of your body. And I'm very, not fearful, but I just want to make sure you're okay with where I'm going to place my hands. And I said, you do what the Lord told you to do, because I want it all. So he started praying over me, and before I knew it, I saw my flip-flops float up, and I was engaged in the Holy Spirit and being baptized in the Holy Spirit, and it was like the most incredible, peaceful feeling you've ever had in your entire life. There is nothing that can surpass that. And that's when I started searching the Word, the healing, and I went to Pastor Rick, and I said, why did you touch me on my left side of my body? And he said, that's where God told me. I said, that's where the cancer was. So I just believe all the whole way I was getting divine intervention, people lined up in my life to help me go through that journey.
You were seeing the steps that were being taken.
Yeah.
And everything that you believed was happening.
Yeah, and it happened.
When did you start to turn the corner?
You mean, like, when did I get...
Yeah, well, like, okay, I'm sure, obviously, when you take chemo, there's some sickness and some stuff. When did you start to feel better? When did you start to turn that corner and know, okay, really, I'm beating this?
Well, through chemo, I don't want to say it wasn't hard, because it is hard on you, but I was never sick a day.
Really?
I was never sick a day, and they would laugh at me when I'd go to chemo, because me and my husband would go eat Mexican before I'd go to chemo. And they'd say, Dawn, what's in that little cup? And I'd be like, salsa. So I would drink salsa while I was doing chemo. And they were like, that's incredible. Nobody else ever does that. And I said, well, I'm a little different. So, but I would eat every 2 hours. I wouldn't get empty. I just kept focusing on God's word and focusing on the promises and knowing what he told me. And by his stripes, I was healed.
Tell me the day that you found out you were in remission. What did you say? What did you do? Did you go somewhere special? How did you celebrate that?
Well, of course, me and my husband went to dinner, and of course, me and my whole family, we broke down and cried because we were so glorified that the Lord had just used me and restored me and, you know, given me my life back, given me a different perspective of life. I don't want to say I was a negative person before, but I always looked at my glass half empty, and now I look at it as, hey, it's way more than full.
That's amazing. That really is great. Go ahead, Lisa.
Dawn is so humble, you know, and I think one thing that she is, you know, she's precious and she's one of my dear friends, but, you know, Dawn was very, very sick, you know.
I was very sick.
And, you know, and one thing is that she didn't say was, you know, she didn't get one opinion. She got two opinions.
Actually, three.
Three, yeah.
In 2 days.
Yes.
So, but you wanted to make sure.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to make sure. Yeah. And, you know, and then she, you know, went back to Princeton or whatever. But, you know, Dawn has done so many wonderful things through, you know, she's been a vessel. And, you know, with working with Dr. Rossman and being an advocate for these people that cannot, the insurance is like, no, you can't have this treatment. Or, you know, those are things that she deals with. And trying to get all that worked out. But, you know, she does a lot for those patients that come in there daily that she sees to get chemo. And talk a little bit about some of the outreaches you've done for them.
Well, I participate also in the Besper Parade. It's called the Pink and the Purple. So usually I speak with them. So, and 90% of people that come through the office are people that I know, because it's all local. So when they see me, it's kind of, I guess, hopefully a reassurance of, hey, if Dawn can make it, I think I can, you know. But I'm also a big advocate for if you don't have food and you don't have gas, I can't help you if you don't come to me and let me know. So I'm constantly working with American Cancer Society and the Rump Shakers. I have a great friend, Jackie Turner. She's all about the Rump Shakers, and she helps me take care of a lot of patients, whether they're breast, colon, or whatever. So I try to use all my resources that I can just to, you know, give back and help people.
Well, it seems like you're doing a great job, and you're being quite the role model. And I think your story is why we're having this event on October 7th. It's an opportunity to tell people, hey, listen, it's not going to be easy, but you know what? You got a chance. You can beat this. What would be your advice to somebody? Because unfortunately, everybody in this room one day is going to get bad news, either about ourselves, a family, or a friend. Mm-hmm. What would you tell us? We find out tomorrow that we have some type of cancer. You've been through it. What would you tell? What would be your advice to us?
Well, God's still in the healing business. And if, you know, people don't realize it's all about how you take it and how you perceive with it. And I tell people all the time, because there's a lot of people that I have to say, you know, they're going on hospice and stuff. And so needless to say, I say, do you know the Lord? And when they say yes, I say, well, either way, you're going to win. You're winning if you're here on the earth. But if you go home to be with the Lord, you're winning either way. So either way, you're a winner. And how can you lose if you're a winner and you know the Lord?
You're going to get to see all those people you haven't seen in a while.
That's right.
Those family, those friends you've missed. You're right. And you know, one thing you hear now, and people are not having funerals, they're having celebrations, because it's not goodbye.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's just, we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
You know, maybe it might be a while, but we'll see you soon. Dawn, this has been great. It's a great story. You know, and I'm looking forward to this event because I want to hear more about this. I think sometimes in the media, when we hear about cancer, we just hear the bad side of it. We hear the, which, listen, it is bad. You know, it's a sickness. And unfortunately, it's taken a lot of lives. People we're close to, we all know, and it's going to take more. But I think this story needs to be told, because people need to have hope. Because sometimes in life, that's all you have.
Yeah, that's right.
Is your hope and faith.
And you're right.
And thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you again on October 7th. And Lisa, you got anything else you want to say?
Yeah. So the proceeds for this event is...
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, can I start over? Okay.
We're not going to edit
Survivors and Thrivers, okay? So the proceeds go to local citizens in the Hueytown area, and it provides mammograms. And parking, the parking fee, and it's through Baptist Health Foundation through Princeton. For those, you know, ladies that are maybe not insured or, you know, can't afford it. And one thing I like to say is, you know, it is so important, ladies, to get your mammograms. You know, check yourself. I mean, it's, you know, it can be caught and it can be cured. You know, Dawn and I recently lost one of our friends, Kim Briones, to cervical cancer at the age of 46. And she fought it for a year and a half, and she fought it hard. And, you know, I guess it's just kind of my way of saying is, you know, women, mammograms and pap smears are so, so important. And if you have those, it can be cured. And, you know, please be proactive with that, because, you know, the last thing that anybody wants to do is have to, and watching her fight with that cervical cancer was probably one of the hardest things that I've had to do sitting back as a friend. I mean, all I had to do, you know, I could be there, check on her, whatever, but, you know, she left behind her daughter and a new granddaughter that's not even one, and her husband and a lot of friends that love her and will continue to love her. But that's why I'm saying is, please, ladies, just, you know, use resources. If you don't know, then, you know, I'll try my best to find that resource for you. But please get your mammograms and your pap smears yearly.
Reach out to me. I'll set you up with Alabama Oncology. I am the patient financial counselor for Dr. Joanne Rossman. The hospital at UAB West and Princeton does have programs that they will help you get a mammogram. Know your body. A mammogram saved my life.
Yeah. And she's living proof.
I am.
And what we'll do when we put the podcast out, we'll put maybe put Dawn's information in the bio or the about the episode. And listen, again, what you just said, at least about losing a friend, you know, there's two sides of the coin. There's going to be fights. There are going to be fights we lose.
And, you know, and like Dawn said, when she talks to maybe, you know, some of her patients that go on hospice, you know, sometimes God chooses to heal on the other side. But either way, she's healed.
Yeah. And that's like you said, the pain's going to go away one way or the other. Mm-hmm. It's going to. So this is a great, awesome event. It's going to be October 7th, like we talked about. We want you to come, be a part of it. $15 is all it costs. But here's the greatest thing. Last year, we reached our goal and exceeded our goal. And Debbie, you know, I don't have you mic'd up right now, but Lisa, goal wise, hopefully we will have that opportunity again. So Debbie's telling her right now. So
last year we raised a little over 5,000, and our goal this year is over 10.
Okay, and we're gonna hopefully get there.
We're gonna make it.
We're gonna make it.
We're gonna do it.
And here's the thing. You'll have to come to the event to find out, because I will make that announcement with a smile on my face.
Last year was the first event, first year, and this year, you know, of course, we have outgrown our initial place. But, you know, it was such a great event, and just seeing the Warriors there, and, you know, and I think a lot of times people don't think about the families, you know, the husbands, the mothers, the sisters, the brothers, the children, you know, that sit there and watch their loved ones have to fight. And that's, you know, it's to celebrate them too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. And the food was good, even though, like most events, I don't get to eat. Debbie, need to start making sure that happens more often.
We'll get John Versiglio.
The whole chamber will be there. Listen, it's going to be a great event. Jasmine, you got anything you want to say? You don't have to. You're a little emotional over there. Hey, I want to tell you this. I saw you, your picture on... I guess it was on the Chamber Post, but it was about the homecoming. You look great.
Thank you.
Look very nice.
Yes.
You look like you were ready to win, whether you did or not. So you look great, and I hope you had a good time.
Thank you.
But you get to be a part of. So we're going to get a little. We're going to have a little fun real quick.
Their babies are not going to be anywhere close.
Well, see, I think it's such a good, because we got. I think, like I said, I think Dawn and myself are going to probably take a couple of movies. But here's the rules. Mount Rushmore of movies that you liked as a kid. Now, it can be from first grade through high school. Okay, it's a bit. I'm giving you a great opportunity. I know, man. I've got so many. It's gonna be tough for me to choose from. But I've got at least. I know I've got three or four right now that I don't. I hope nobody steals, because I'm gonna be very upset. So here's how it's gonna work. We're gonna let Jaslyn, and y'all gonna share mics. If you gonna pull your chair over there by Gavin and get real close, and then. Yeah, we're going to pass this mic around. By the way, if you hear a lot of noise, just deal with it, because we're not editing anything. We go straight live, ladies and gentlemen. We edit nothing. So we'll work our way around the room. So, Lisa, I'm going to put you all on deck first. Your first person up. Now, this should be...
Oh, am I?
You should be... This should be easy. This should be easy. Okay, so there we go. Oh, my bad. We're going to hand that to... There you go. Again, please do not try this at home. It's a great podcast. All right. So, again, Mount Rushmore of movies you liked as a kid through high school. I'm interested to see. This is going to be a lot of fun. We always have a good time with our Mount Rushmores. So, Lisa, are you ready?
Yes.
Cannot copy. So, if they take it, I'm pretty sure the young side of the table is going to be completely different. Well, it's going to have to be, you know, because we got, you know, here we go. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay. Fun fact. Lisa loved John Candy.
Okay, John Candy's awesome.
Okay, he was my favorite growing up, childhood
actor. He left us way too soon.
He sure did. But my go-to when I was sick, you know, just rainy weekends, when I was a kid, but I still go to it now, is Summer Rental.
Summer Rental's great.
Yeah.
I love that, man. I love
Watched
Summer Rental.
The other day. It's a great one.
Did you? Yes. I love it on DVD.
I had such a crush on Cary Grant.
Yeah, she's a cute girl.
She played daughter. She's also in Goonies.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
In the movie Lucas. I don't know if you've seen it. With the young Corey Haim. Trust me, I'm all day with this.
Yeah.
But, great pick. Okay. Great pick.
Thanks.
I'm sad Cameron's not here to make fun of her list, though. I'm going to have to do that to these two.
Hey, but y'all need to research these. There's some good classics.
All right, special guest Dawn. I'm interested to see who you got here.
I would have to say the Goonies.
Okay, Goonies are great.
Yeah.
That's a great
movie. I love it. Well, let me mark that one off mine.
Okay. You know, Sean Astin was in that. Mm-hmm. Corey Feldman. Yep. What's the guy? Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin.
Very, you know, pretty good shape back in the day for the 80s. Handsome young man, Josh Brolin. Mm-hmm. Great movie.
Yes.
Who was it? Directed by Spielberg?
Yeah, it was.
I read a book about it, and that whole where they're finding the pirate ship and they're sliding down the slides. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine being a kid and getting to do that and get paid for it?
No.
I mean, that's amazing.
I love that movie.
Great movie.
I love
that movie. That's why I still love Shipwreck Island.
Shipwreck Island is a lot of fun. Yeah. It is a lot of fun. Absolutely. All right, Gavin, this is where it goes downhill, ladies and gentlemen.
Downhill. Well, at least my first one's going to make it. Jurassic Park.
Okay. Not a bad movie. Not a bad. Jurassic Park. Yep. What was the name of the dinosaur that spit on you?
And Dilo.
Then there you go. You like to have one of those, like in your backyard, let people come over and go, "Hey, it's my Dilo." Yeah,
we do have like a scrap metal structure of one.
All right, so Jasmine, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, you know what? I'm not making fun of you. I'm gonna let you slide today. Go ahead. You got it.
I'm gonna say Jumanji.
Jumanji, okay, good one.
Yeah.
Do you think, though, if that board game kept doing that, that somebody would just never use it again? Right? They would just go, "Hey, we're just gonna bury this thing because." You know, it caused a lot of problems, right?
You would think.
Good, though. Great. So far, very good.
Very good.
Again, if Cameron was here, it wouldn't happen. But right now, I think we are. So I think we're before. Okay, yeah. This one is, it's still the best beach scene of all time. Daniel LaRusso, Karate Kid, the lovely and talented Elizabeth Shue. I need to have a moment of silence for her. Love me some Elizabeth Shue. Taking you back to 1984, Karate Kid. No, she didn't die. She's just smoking. And that's why I'm having a moment of silence. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I love her. Anyway, great movie. Ralph Macchio might be the best actor that's 75 that looks 40.
Is he not?
He's aged very well.
He's awesome. Karate Kid, the sequel's not so good, but great movie. Love Karate Kid, taking me away. But if I see that, I'm like 9 years old all over again. Love
wax on, wax off. Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's how I learned karate. Washing my dad's car.
Do you know karate?
No, I'm fragile. I'm fragile. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh, great, yeah. great movie. Okay,
I love that movie. So
something's been stolen from me. Uh-huh. I'm not happy with you, Lisa, right now.
Well, she stole Gamies from me. So.
Can't Buy Me Love. Were you a Patrick Dempsey fan?
Yeah.
Have a little crush on Patrick?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a great movie. I mean, you know, that suede scene. Yeah. You know.
Great storyline. It's great.
They fall in love. I think, it was just great.
So, quick question. Did you ever steal in your mom's outfits that you weren't supposed to wear for a date?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Was it suede? Was it really expensive?
No. I take that back. My sister, and I hope you're listening, stole an outfit one time, and I told her not to wear it. And long story short, she was in a car wreck, and I begged the Lord after... She had to get it cut off of her, of all things. And
oh, my Lord.
As long as my sister's okay, I don't care about the outfit. But, yeah, so I learned never to say that.
I just took my joke and went way out the window with it, right? Yeah. I feel really bad now talking about that. Oh, man.
No, she's probably laughing right now thinking, oh, my gosh, she's never going to forgive me for that.
I can't believe, yeah.
But a lot of good people in that movie. The lead actress, she passed away.
She did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But really had a lot of problems.
Yeah, she
you know,
did.
Young Hollywood can, mm-hmm. you know, can chew you up, spit mm-hmm. you out. What was the guy, though? Rico Suave. Remember the song? He was one of the football players. What was his name, though?
God, I can't remember.
You know
what I'm
talking about? Remember the video? Rico Suave. Great, great song. Great. Well, I say great song. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun song.
I can't remember either.
But that, outstanding. I love it. I'm mad that you took that from me.
Well,
I'm not going to bounce back. I might be mad the rest of the evening.
Else.
Dawn, who do you got for your second one?
I think Pretty in Pink.
Wow. I didn't have it, but it's a great
movie. I've never seen that.
Molly
Ringwald? What?
I've never seen the movie all the way through.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to have. Can we have a chamber movie night?
Yes.
Okay.
I honestly have never. Is that where she like turned 16 or whatever?
No, that's 16 Candles.
Apparently, I was never a fan.
You've never seen 16 Candles?
No, I've never seen all of them. I've never seen either one.
You seen The Breakfast Club?
Yes. I love The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
I mean, but Pretty Pink, you got Ducky.
As a matter of fact,
Ducky was like her little nerd friend, and then you know he ends up liking her, but she ends up with Andrew McCartney. I forgot his name.
Right.
But did you know this though? The original ending was her to end up with Ducky.
Right.
But they showed it at the like a test to the audiences,
and
nobody liked it, and so they had to go back and.
But this day and time, we would love it.
Probably.
Yeah. So back then, but Andrew McCartney. Now, is it with Andrew McCartney?
Yes.
Yeah. He was pretty popular back then. And, you know, handsome guy, and Ducky was not. But, man, the audience did not like it. But a great movie.
But Ducky went on to do a lot of things.
John Cryer. Yeah.
Two
and a Half Men. And John Cryer Hiding Out. Great movie. Mm-hmm. No, he did. He was very successful and probably got a little money now, I would think. Yeah. All right. Great, great job. Gavin.
I'm going Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one. I love Back. The first one.
Yeah.
You know, did you see that as a kid? I guess you could see it as a kid if you watched it, but I mean,
I had to keep you happy. It's a classic.
Well, you stole it.
Yeah, you did. Back to the Future.
Now he's really mad.
I am. I mean, I'm going to have to struggle here. I'm not happy about this.
Oh, this is a great topic.
Jazza, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Teen Beach Movie.
Maya Mitchell, isn't that right?
Yes.
From The Fosters. I've seen that.
It's like Trivial Pursuit. I mean, goodness gracious.
I keep myself out there. I know what's going on.
Well, apparently you do.
It's a good movie. Yeah, it's not bad. I've seen it. It's not a really good movie. It's one of you'd like it. They're making fun of the Teen Beach kind of movie genre, but it's a musical, so it's pretty good. Good job. Good job. Much better than Cameron would have did. So I'm going to go ahead and keep going out there. Yeah, poor Cameron. Somebody stop making fun of her. All right, so there's been a couple taken away from me, but this one, I'm glad it made it. One of my favorite, see, I like anything, Debbie, you know me, I like anything that's romantic. I like a love triangle. I like teen drama. So I'm going to go with Say Anything.
That's a good one.
With Ione Skye, again, such a fan. And it's because she's a good actress, not because she's attractive. She was a very good actress, a lot of stuff. And, of course, John Cusack. I mean, come on. John Cusack. Lloyd Dobler in the movie, he and a lot of my friends will tell me when they talk about their wives, they outkicked their coverage. Mm-hmm. They did not do. They did a lot better than they should have. In this movie, he outkicks his coverage with Ione Skye. But they ask the question, how did you get Diane Court to go out with you? And he just simply says, I'm Lloyd Dobler. And that's all you need to know. That makes the movie right there. So Say Anything if you haven't had a chance to watch it.
That's what my husband said to me.
I can see that.
I'm Brian Kriegel.
There you go. I like it.
Have you ever since?
All right, go ahead.
I probably shouldn't have watched this. I would say I was a teenager, but Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got our first movie that we're going to have to... Dirty Dancing.
That's a classic.
It is a classic because he is a classic man. Yes. And nobody can dance like him except for John Travolta.
That storyline.
Let me cut a couple.
That is the. That's right. Nobody put baby in the corner.
I'm going to tell you why I don't like it. You're right. It is a
classic.
Why
don't you don't like it? You got on to me for not seeing.
Oh, I've seen it.
Pink or whatever that was.
Pretty in Pink's a great
Pretty
movie.
And
you
Pink.
Can't
You're
not.
Well, I don't know.
I'm going to make sure of it.
Yeah, come on. We got a little while. But no, the reason I don't like it is my mom had the VHS of Dirty Dancing, and I've probably seen it 29,000 times.
Okay, well, that's fine, but it's still.
And I didn't like
It was on last, or a couple weekends ago. I was like.
I didn't like Jennifer Grey.
I like Jennifer Grey.
I mean, I think she's. I don't know.
I don't think you could have put another person.
They were perfect.
They were perfect for that movie together.
We're just gonna have to disagree. I don't like Jennifer Grey. She just seemed like the whole time she wasn't happy. The whole time she was like, "All right, I'm dancing with a really good looking person, but I just want to go pout about it." I don't know. I didn't bother me anyway.
But you notice when they start dancing, she gets all happy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Patrick Swayze is a good looking guy. I would say a lot of girls would get happy about dancing with a sweaty Patrick Swayze. Debbie's agreeing with me on that. All right, so what's your third one, Dawn?
Well, probably has to be Grease. That's my favorite. I'm a Grease lightning.
Like Grease too better than I like Grease.
Oh, no. There is nobody better than John Travolta, and Olivia Newton-John is my favorite.
Is it? And Jamie's mother has this also on VHS.
No.
He's watched it for the... 3 millionth time.
Dawn, you've been such a great guest. I'm not going to say anything about this. But
hey, it's got the greatest music.
It's my favorite movie of all time. I'm mad. I love Grease. In fact, this past Saturday, did some karaoke with the family, had some people over the neighborhood. Of course, my duet that I'm going to sing, if there's a girl there that can do it with me, I'm singing Summer Lovin' all day long. I can pull it off.
When are we going
to
sing?
Whenever you want to. You name it. Hey, Dawn, we can do it whenever you want to.
I love karaoke, so you name it.
Well, we're going to have to go out one night because I'll knock it out of the park every time. Love.
Me and Brian do karaoke.
They do it all live.
We got an event here. I'm ready to go. Grease might be the best movie. Grease 2 is funny. But it's not near as good as the original. No. I mean, it's funny, though. Good songs. And
I like it.
There's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
There you go. But Grease, fantastic. My favorite movie of all time. So I wasn't mad. I was mad. It was coming up next. Now I've got to struggle. I'm getting all kinds of, my movies are being taken. Gavin, go ahead.
I'm going with Iron Man.
Okay. Good movie. I like Iron Man. Yeah. Iron Man's not bad.
I go back to that one a good bit.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good. It kind of started the whole superhero genre, really, to where it is.
At least, for this.
All right. So good. You've been very solid tonight. Very solid. Mm-hmm. As you usually are.
Yeah.
Can you do your fourth movie in the Cookie Monster voice?
No.
Okay. This is an episode coming up. Stay tuned for Gavin with his cookie. Go ahead, Jasmine.
Okay, I'm going to go with Spy Kids.
Okay, I've seen Spy Kids. Yeah, that's a good one. It's not a bad movie. It's a good movie to watch with your young siblings.
Yeah.
I like Spy Kids. Once again, much better than Cameron would say. Jasmine, been on fire tonight. Good job. All right, so I watched this, and here's the thing about this movie. Since my other two that I really wanted got cut, unfortunately, I'm going to throw this one out here. And I saw this at a young age, and I shouldn't have been watching it at a young age. It's Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh.
Such a great movie.
It's a good movie.
But I saw it when I was 10 on HBO. And, Mom, if you're listening, it was after you went to sleep. It was a summer. And you and Dad, and you can't just leave me in the room with one TV. You know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to watch.
All right.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Great movie. Oh, it's fantastic. Jennifer Jason Leigh. Mm-hmm. You've got
McConaughey.
Well, this is one that you're thinking about, Dazed and Confused.
Well, that's true.
But
yes.
Great movie as well, and that could be coming back around, so don't steal it from me. No, great movie. Again, unfortunately, and it was about that kind of that early 80s. Everybody had the Pat Benatar hair. Oh, Debbie, you probably know what I'm talking about back then. Everybody's going to the mall. Yeah. You know, it was kind of the craze. Phoebe Cates in it. Fantastic. Just such a great movie. So Fast Times makes my favorite movie as a kid to watch. Go ahead. Fourth and final, Lisa.
Oh, gosh. I've got so many.
Pick the best.
Pretty Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Very classic. Pretty One's a decent movie. Okay, Richard Gere, is that your favorite?
Decent. That's an awesome movie. Yeah.
Is that your favorite Richard Gere movie?
Oh, Lady and Gentleman, too.
Yeah.
Officer and Gentleman?
Officer and Gentleman. Yeah. But no, Pretty Woman.
Okay.
Because, you know, growing up, you know, you see actors and actresses in certain movies, and you always go back to the movie that's the most memorable that they were in. So
it's a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Because how many lives... I mean, she starts out and she turns into Cinderella.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Richard Gere, what's the one my mom that, again, I watched it because they were watching it all the time. It's got the song, Blondie is the song. American Gigolo.
American Gigolo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm embarrassed that I watched it like when I was 7. My mom's like, what are you doing? Come on now. That's terrible.
You need to talk to your mother.
I know, Mom. I love you, but you let me listen and watch some questionable television back then.
So I'm going back to the black and white age because I like the classic old movies. I'm about to blow their mind. It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart.
Okay, seen it. Great movie.
Touches home.
It does touch home a little bit. That is a great movie. Jimmy Stewart was such a great actor.
Great man.
And he was kind of one of those things where he was so... reassuring in a movie. You watched him, you felt so comfortable. Like, he's just such a good guy. Mm-hmm. You know, always played the good guy. Great movie. Gavin?
I'm going to go with Jurassic World.
So you're sticking with the dinosaur theme tonight.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a fourth movie.
Okay, it's okay.
But then that was up there on my list, so I chose that one.
Okay, all right. I like it so far. So if we ever have a movie night with Gavin, we need to bring plenty of Jurassic Park movies over. You know,
fall asleep. Yeah. If it's not
some action. Dino. What's the chicken fingers that dinosaur? What are they called? We get that for you.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chicken fingers. Oh, you're about a dino nut.
There you go, dino nut. There, a lot of fun there, Jasmine.
I'm gonna go with Night at the Museum.
Okay, that's a good one.
You know, there's several Ben Stiller movies that I would probably put, but I'm kind of keeping in my kid range. That I would do, but Ben Stiller is definitely. I mean, Something About Mary is.
Oh my gosh, that's a great one.
I mean, such a great Meet the Parents.
Mm-hmm. I like that whole series.
Yeah, Meet the Fall. But me being a history buff that I am, I love A Night at the Museum.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Because I think Theodore Roosevelt is Robin Williams.
Yes.
You know, God rest his soul, was Theodore Roosevelt in there. So great movie. You know, John, one of the best performances ever from Mount Rushmore for you.
Oh, wow. Great job.
I'm very impressed.
I thought you said last time.
This is better. You know, yeah, I mean, Cameron, if you're listening, do better. Be more like Jaslyn.
Leave Cameron alone.
All right, so my final, there's so many ways I could go here, but this is the one movie, like, it's weird, but if it's on television, even with commercials, I'm going to sit down and watch it. I mean, and it's not, I don't know how good a movie it is, but I just love this movie. It's Roadhouse.
Oh, yes! Patrick, I almost said Roadhouse, Swayze. But I went Dirty Dancing.
And it, I mean, Roadhouse, I just, I mean.
Sam Elliott.
Man, let me tell you something. My grandmother is the biggest Sam Elliott fan of all time. I mean, every time she's so handsome. I was like, come on. My mom can't hear that.
He's handsome, and it's that voice.
That voice is so, yeah, gravelly voice.
We got a woo by Debbie.
So Debbie, a Sam Elliott fan as well. Now, it's so one of those movies when you watch it, it's like, why am I watching? This is so good. It's so entertaining. It is so good. It really is.
The music in it's what makes it good,
yeah.
Too.
I can't even think of the band, but Jeff Haley Man. Yeah. Jeff Haley Man. With the blind lead singer. He's no longer with us. Mm-hmm. But when I was when I was young, remember the song Angel Eyes?
Oh, I love that song. Brian has that on our playlist when we get on the boat.
Yeah.
Every time I make him play it for me, I'm like, what going down the river cruising.
What a great Eyes. What a great skating ring song for me growing up.
Oh, yeah.
I'd hear Angel Eyes. Let me tell you, Skateland. I'm going frontwards.
Be doing that backwards.
It's couple little skate time.
There.
Yeah, I can hear this right here. Lady's Choice.
Yep.
Angel Eyes. All right. Well, listen, great way to end the episode. Dawn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dawn Levy.
Thank you all for having me.
No, this is great. Your story's great. I think you're an inspiration to a lot of people. And hopefully a lot of people that listen to this, that are, if they're going through it, if they're having an issue, if they don't believe, and sometimes belief and hope is all you need. And you're right. Looking for somebody, you're looking for a reason, and hopefully tonight you've been that person. Want to remind everybody, October 7th, this Saturday, we start at 10 o'clock. Doors open at 9:30, $15. Please, tickets are very scarce. You've got until Wednesday of this week to get those, and it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great event. And the most important thing, Lisa, all proceeds do what?
They go to local citizens. And what's going to happen is we will be able to provide mammograms for those that are not insured or may not can afford it through Baptist Health Foundation through Princeton. And that also includes their parking fee as well. So, we raised about a little over $5,000 last year, and we're hoping to surpass that by 10 plus.
We're looking forward to seeing you all there. We can't wait. And so, Go Home Song, I was looking for a song that was appropriate, and I think this is one of my favorite songs. Sometimes if I'm having a tough day, I pop it in, I listen to it. It's Praise You in the Storm by Casting Crowns. So please enjoy, and thank you for being a part of this and joining us in this very special episode of Chamber Chat. Until we meet again, have a great week.
Sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain. Falls. I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away.